It's the 90s to now with John Deering.
What is the 90s to now? It's my weekly radio show on 100.9 2BACR Sydney. It's about the news, music, and talking about the 90s to now. Thanks for listening to my podcast, where we feature some of the musicians and interesting people that I interview each week. Well, it's that time of the show for our Aussie Artist of the Week. And there's some really good Aussie artists on that I listen to, and this is just great. He's a great guy. His name's Max O, and Max will join me in a sec. And his film clips are great. So after this, there's a link at the very end of the show to his Facebook page. Make sure you check him out. His film clip's great, shot over in London. But I've got to say hello to Max O. Thanks for joining me, Max.
Hey, John. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Now, tell us a little bit about who Maxo the musician is.
Where do you want to start?
Well, how long have you been doing music, actually?
So I've been doing, I first got my guitar when I was 10 years old, but it took 2 years for my mum to finally cave in at Christmas time and get me one. just kept practicing from then, just absolutely loved playing, and then my voice got better and better. Like, I was in a couple of punk rock bands just with schoolmates, and then actually started practicing my voice because I couldn't sing the same myself back then, and then just kept going, and then it just, everything led to another thing. So like, I put up a couple of YouTube videos, and I got a couple of club gigs, and then got put on a producer, and then all while, like, I went up to uni, I was doing mechatronics engineering, and then just music just kept building as I was at uni doing my degree as well, and then obviously, now it's taken over, which is awesome.
Oh, how good's that? So, you've released a few songs. We're going to start on one of your very early ones from 2018. That was called Never Ever. Has your music style changed from, say, Never Ever, then We're Going to Go Light Up, and then All My Life? Has it changed, do you think, or is it pretty much the same, or have you?
It's still bit the same. When you listen to the songs, it's still the same concept in it. Like, my next change has gone even bigger. We could talk about that later.
Sure.
So it's still all in the same ballpark. So sort of that, like, singer songwriter, like acoustic pop. But you can sort of tell in the Never Ever track that, because I actually recorded that one over in Nashville. So that's like, it's sort of got like a touch of country to it too, with the banjo in there.
Lovely. Yeah, I spoke to an artist actually from Nashville on this show a couple of weeks ago, and she's American, and it was just amazing. And also Rick Price, he lives in Nashville, who was obviously big in the 90s here in Australia, and he was telling me that you don't have to be country there. You can be all sorts of things in Nashville. It's just a music place.
Oh, 100%. Like, these days, like, everything's getting recorded out of there. Like, when I was over there as well, I know Rage Against the Machine were recording, like, in-town recording too when I was there. I was out having a few beers with their producer, which was insane.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's great to know that it's a music city. Right, well, so Never Ever, what is it about?
It's a great love song. I wrote this one, it would have been maybe 2016.
Yep.
And I was actually overseas then, and I get a lot of inspiration from, like, movies, and this one, we're still pushing towards it, so trying to land this on, like, a Disney soundtrack, and that's sort of, like, what I was going for, and then it brings in, like, a lot of, like, my own life as well. So, like, it's that, about, like, love and, like, family as well, which is, like, a big thing.
Okay, well, let's listen to it here on the 90s to now. It's the 90s to now as we play you our Aussie Artist of the Week. It's Max O, and Max is still with me, and I can see exactly what you're saying there. It does sound like it's a song that you could use in a Disney movie.
Yeah, definitely. We're still pushing towards it.
Well, to be honest, I was listening to the words. It's like, I'll never let you down. It could be like, you get someone in there, like, I don't know, Willis or whatever. He could, I'll be right.
100%, yeah.
Good song. So last year you brought out a new song called Light It Up. What inspired that?
This one was, really, like, the first song I wrote when I went pretty much full-time music. So, like, I just got word I was going over to tour the US for a month. So I was going into work to ask for a month off, and when I went there, I was like, stuff it. Let's just do it. So I'll have a big crack at this. So that's literally what the opening line is. It's like, I've been on the road chasing the stars of the great unknown. So,
oh, how good's that? Yeah, and they obviously let you have the month off?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Well, like, well, I ended up like leaving the workplace I was at, because yeah, like at that point, like pretty much I was gigging at, like five nights a week as well as full time
work. It don't work, like, does it? It don't work.
Yeah. So yeah.
How good's that? So and light it up, obviously, about this, about touring, is it about your tour? Or?
Yeah. So just about inspiring people really just like to follow their dreams. That's what it was for me. Like, I wrote that just like, I want to chase these dreams. So it's like light it up. So like, light up life really. Like, do what I can while I'm here.
Oh, how great's that? Well, let's listen to it here on the 90s to Now. It's the 90s to Now, 100.9 TBACR, and I'm with my Aussie AMRAP artist, well, my Aussie artist of the week. His name is Maxo, and Max is still there, and we're going to one more of his songs, but I'm going to ask him, when you tour, do you have a band? Do you do solo? What do you do?
So I do a bit of both. Like, yeah, it really just depends who's free. So like, with my band, I'll use a couple of mates, like a couple of them in other bands, and then, yeah, just other guys I grew up with, and then yeah, it all depends like really on budget and like, yeah, if they're available to travel and stuff like that. So the bigger shows, I always try to have the full band, but if not, like, I can do the solo show with just me and my stomp box. So
that's great. When you think about it, so yeah, I was talking to Alex Smith, who is the lead singer from Moving Pictures. He was out here early in the late last year, and in fact Moving Pictures are back doing tours now, 40 years, and He wrote his album, so it could be played exactly the same way. He came into the studio, did some songs live on the guitar, but he said, I can do it with a band. It'll sound just as good. So, it's a great way to write music, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Like, it's crazy. Like, well, every time pretty much I play it, like, it's different. Even I played a festival here on down here in Canberra on the weekend, and, first time I did it in the duo, so my drummer, when I got him at Cahoon, so I had the box drum, and yeah, we did the whole show on that, and it was awesome. Like, it was like, brought up the vibe again.
Oh, that's fantastic. Absolutely terrific. Now, All My Love. Now, I'm going to read off this exciting thing they sent me. It says, Maxo is an artist continuing to carve out a name for himself in the Australian folk scene. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's good. So what is All My Love about?
So this song I wrote, because yeah, as I've just touched on before, for the last couple of years I've been touring between here in the States and now the UK, and it's just I wrote this one because it's like, I'm over there absolutely having a ball, like loving chasing this dream, mm-hmm. but then I'm also missing out on stuff like back at home, so like my family, my friends, and like even my doggos.
That's funny.
It sort of stemmed from that.
Okay. Well, let's have a listen to it, and we'll have a final bit of a chat after the song. It's the 90s to Now. To you. The 90s to Now. What a great track. Maxo is the name of the artist, and Max is with me. Really cool track, that one. I love it.
Yeah, I'm glad you love it. That's definitely one of my favourites I've ever written, so I definitely love it too. So I listen to it a lot.
It's extremely upbeat and very high energy. It's great.
Yeah, no, cheers, thank you.
Yeah, no, great. Now, what do you think's going to be happening to Maxo? What are you planning?
So this is looking pretty big so far. So I've got the end of last year, I spent a lot of time in studio, like writing and recording. So I've got like 5 songs already planned for release this year.
Great.
And then also, yeah, we'll be doing a bit of a tour. So I'm going on a support tour in a couple of weeks with a pop country band that I met up at the Tamworth Music Festival last year. So Hurricane 4, they're called. So I'll be down in Aubrey in a couple of weeks. And then I've also, started lining up a couple of festivals for later in the year. And possibly it's looking like a UK tour is coming up too as well.
Oh, that's great. I'll be looking forward to the new releases, and hopefully we can give them a spin here on the 90s to Now.
Yeah, definitely. I'd absolutely love that.
Yeah, no, really, really great. Well, Maxo has been my guest, but Max is the guy I'm chatting with. I love the name, actually. Well thought out. It's just basically the first initial of his last name as well. So well done. Thanks again for joining me here on the 90s Now. It's absolutely been a pleasure playing your great music.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me.
The 90s to now. Heard on 100.9 2BACR every Tuesday night from 7. Also, check out the 90s to now Facebook and Instagram pages to find out more.